Hello and welcome to the March 28th episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today, as always, by our esteemed podcast team,
Kate Ryan
and David Wolbrecht,
as well as our return very special guest, Gina Jam. Welcome, Gina.
Yay. Thank you.
Hello, so happy to be here.
Well, we're super psyched that you're back.
Mm-hmm.
Third time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. In county. Okay.
And there's a little bit of a controversy about third time.
Yep. Jackets.
Jackets.
Okay.
Whether or not a third time host gets a jacket. Can we make that a coffee mug? Anyway.
Yeah.
Gina, you're here to talk about the Food Waste Program or Food Waste Prevention Week.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds great. But before we talk about that, here are the stories we're covering this week.
We have some announcements, including an upcoming CPR class, what's coming up at the next council meeting, as well as an urgent call for blood donations.
Ah.
Yeah, also some tips, including how to prevent home burglary, how to protect your pets from fire danger, and how to get assistance with tax preparation.
But first, my friends, our big story of the week, the much-talked-about Lake Street Pedestrian Scramble Project is entering its next and very important phase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so to use a quick metaphor, no one likes a kitchen renovation. You can't use the sink, there's dust everywhere, it's annoying, not great. So, but at the end of it, you have a shiny new kitchen with farmhouse sink, floating shelves, and subway tile backsplash.
Usually pretty good.
Yeah, so it's go time for the Lake Street and Kirkland Avenue intersection, quote unquote, renovation.
Yes.
All right. I'll take it. Starting next week on April 1, the intersection will be fully closed for 2 months.
Yes.
That's for traffic. It's going to be closed for traffic.
Now, please note, the intersection corners will be open to foot traffic.
Absolutely.
Throughout the project, and the local businesses at those corners really do need your support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So grab a bite, get a haircut, check out some jewelry and real estate.
Mm-hmm. Lots to do right there.
Stroll down to Marina Park.
Hey.
Beautiful Marina Park.
Weekend plans.
Make some weekend plans.
Oh, there you go. The project will continue throughout this year. So after that, we'll have a shiny new and much safer intersection in one of our busiest areas.
Yes. Very nice.
And David, it really does feel like construction season is in full bloom.
I know. I've got allergies. I don't know about you all, but...
In addition to the Lake Street Pedestrian Scramble we just mentioned, here are some other construction projects that you should be aware of.
Yeah. Crews are making improvements to the Juanita Drive corridor up in Finn Hill. There will be intermittent lane closures and shifts expected in that area to watch out for. And then also on Juanita Drive, further down by Juanita Beach, crews are going to do tree maintenance there, just right across from the park there. And traffic will be detoured April 8th through 12th, so watch out for that.
So that's April 8th through the 12th down at Juanita Beach Park.
Yeah. So more construction projects found on the city's website via the show notes.
Yes. Yep. So it's T-minus 18 days until federal taxes are due.
Ooh. Tick, tick, tick.
I just got stressed.
Yes. I need to get going on that, by the way. If you are looking for free tax preparation services, the United Way of King County has some services available.
Yeah, they offer both in-person and virtual assistance for folks, as well as virtual self-service options.
That's
great. Nice. You can also check out Washington Department of Revenue to make sure you are taking advantage of all the programs that are available to you, such as the Working Families Tax Credit. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
These helpful resources will be available in the show notes.
Well, that's really good, because there's a lot out there.
There is.
There's a lot out there.
Yep.
So tax deadlines are stressful. We can agree on that.
Yes.
You know what else might be stressful?
What's that?
Wanting to help someone keep someone alive if you don't actually know how.
Oh.
Oof.
Yeah.
So we got you covered there.
Anxiety just spiked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Kate, you mentioned the Kirkland Fire Department is again partnering with the Medic One Foundation to provide free CPR class for the community. Tell us about that.
Yeah. We've got another one coming up Thursday, April 11th at Fire Station 22. And you can register in the show notes. They're very popular. Excited for this next one to be on the books.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love how popular these classes are.
Mm-hmm.
They're really popular.
Yeah, it's like
waiting lists.
Yeah, waiting lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So jump on in and we'll keep scheduling them if the demand stays high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the next meeting of the Kirkland City Council is on Tuesday, April 2nd. Here's what's on the agenda. On the business agenda, the council will be considering a child care stipend program for boards and commission members.
Mm-hmm.
Pay special attention to the person delivering that presentation.
Oh, might he also be a podcast host?
He might. We're not going to say one way or the other.
Okay, can neither confirm nor deny. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Council will also consider increasing the size of the Tourism Development Committee. This is the group that helps drive tourism to the city of Kirkland by adding an additional council member as a voting member and to serve as vice chair.
That's such a great committee. They do all the tour, you know, they really evaluate tourism programs, how we're doing. It's an important body of work.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Council will also review a draft letter. This letter is from the city to King County regarding comments on the draft environmental impact statement for the new Northeast Recycling and Transfer Station.
Mm-hmm. Council also hold a public hearing on the city's emergency moratorium on the issuance of permits for new dwelling units up on Goat Hill.
Goat Hill. Mm-hmm. So prior to the business agenda, here's what's on the study session. The council will hold a joint meeting with the Human Services Commission.
Mm-hmm.
This is to discuss the commission's 2023-2024 work program update. So, and this will be understanding the current needs for Kirkland and 2025 and through 2026 grant funding.
That's right.
So there's a lot going on with human services at the study session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the council also review and discuss the city's municipal stormwater permit and draft 2024 ecology stormwater design manual. I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool.
Yeah. Council meetings are streamed live on the city's YouTube channel, Facebook page, and on the city website.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friends, spring break is right around the corner.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a moment too soon.
Yeah, I'm going to be working, so thanks for rubbing it in, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
But tell us about that.
As long as the sun comes out, working.
All right.
And the Kirkland Police Department wants to remind us of steps we can take to protect our homes from burglars.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Yes, when you're going to be gone for an extended period, don't make it obvious.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Well, you can install sufficient lighting in the front and back of your home and garage. Mm-hmm. You can use timers to turn on those lights and also think about using a timer to turn on music.
That's
so
super cool.
You should also stop mail and newspaper deliveries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some folks who will go unnamed should actually pick up their mail.
Oh.
But those folks will go unnamed.
Okay. And I'll is maybe say. Presenting next week at the council chamber. And you could go all home alone and set up intricate cardboard cutout parties. But that's not an official recommendation of the police department.
It is not an official
recommendation. Just, you know,
if you want. But a creative
one. I like it.
You know, cinematic classic.
Well, more crime prevention tips at the link in the show notes.
Yes. So pets are, of course, beloved members of our family. We love our pets.
Fact.
But are you and are they ready if you experience a home fire? Well, the Kirkland Fire Department has some tips for you.
Yeah. Well, ensure your pet is not left unattended around open flame.
Yes.
And make sure that you thoroughly extinguish any flame before leaving your home.
Very important.
Oh, yeah. Very important.
Yeah. They don't know where their tail's going. Have a disaster supply kit for your pet and arrange in advance for a safe place for them to stay. You want to think before you need it.
Yeah, and when you practice your escape plan,
practice
taking your pets with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
I know when we've had the smoke alarm go off from, you know, cooking, not, you know, it happens.
Doing it well.
Yeah.
I was sorry.
And like Haku, our dog, will just like, she gets so terrified of that loud sound, and she'll just like go into the back bathroom and just like cower. So it's...
So you have to remember to go to the back bathroom.
I know. Well, like,
and you know where to find her now.
Yeah. Luckily, yes. But like, if there's any way I can't get there, like, that's really stressful. I do want to point out the easiest way to ensure that folks will get reunited with their lost pet.
Oh, very important.
Getting them licensed, and so it's a free ride home. And not only is it helpful tip to keep them safe, it's also the law.
We really, really, really. We probably should do a whole segment on the show about the importance of getting your pet's license.
Absolutely.
We really need to do that. So if you have a pet and it's not licensed, you know what to do.
Link in the show notes.
Link in the show
notes. Yeah, there you go.
So the wonderful folks at Bloodworks Northwest tell us there is less than one day supply. There's less than a one day supply of O negative blood on hand. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like we're cutting it down to the timer there. So O negative donors and donors of all blood types, really, are needed right now.
Yeah, and you can help out by booking your blood donation appointment today. We're going to have a blood drive at City Hall April 23rd and 24th.
Oh, that's
easy
really
peasy.
Good.
Hey,
good.
Check that out.
O negative is needed.
Yeah. My father, I think, is O negative or O positive. I forget. He would always He was kind of on speed dial. The like blood donors growing up. It was kind of a thing.
Blood donor extraordinary.
Like Tim. Right. Yeah. It's that time again.
He was on
Tim.
He was on the Rolodex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tim, for all your service.
Absolutely.
So a few upcoming events for you to check out. The Kirkland Business Pitch Competition is
coming. We've mentioned this, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, April 3rd at the Kirkland Performance Center. The mayor will be there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so great.
It's going to be so
hosted by someone who needs to pick up his mail?
Yeah, another podcast person who's delinquent in picking up mail.
Okay.
Right. Please reserve your tickets now for an evening of inspiration and innovation. And there will be innovation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. There's also a spring community emergency response training class. This is a hands-on training for disaster preparedness for homes, neighborhoods. Those classes begin April 25th, so go ahead and get on that.
Mm-hmm. And also, the Kirkland Police is hosting the public safety testing. So what this is the first step to become a police officer is you take this test.
Nice.
And it's usually not offered around here, but it's being hosted up at the Kirkland Justice Center on May 4th. So may the 4th be with you and take your first step in becoming a police officer.
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you, Jim.
And also with you. And that brings us to our 5 in 5. You know the drill. 5 questions in 5 minutes. I don't know if we
like five like astronomical minutes.
It's kind of
that's actually a unit of distance.
Redefining time a little bit.
That's fine.
But this is with our special guest and podcast star, Gina Jan.
Yes.
The welcome, one and Gina.
Only. Thank you so much.
Great to have you back.
Great to be back.
Now, Gina, you are an environmental education and outreach specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you do.
I do a lot of community engagement related to solid waste, which is your garbage, recycling, and compost, and water conservation.
Awesome.
Thank you for defining solid waste.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is solid
waste? One could interpret it in different ways.
We could interpret it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yes.
So you are here to talk about Food Prevention Week. But, Gina, before you do, we have a couple of questions.
Okay. Fire
so,
away.
What are you doing for fun these days?
Oh, well, you know
me. Oh, so many things.
Oh, so many things.
Yes.
I'm enjoying the transition over to spring by getting outside more with my young son. He's 5. And,
cool.
I live in Juanita, so we've been heading down to the beach and doing some biking around there. So
fun.
It's always good times. And enjoying all the flowers and leaves leafing out.
Yes.
So beautiful.
I'm hoping that we are soon to receive all the benefits of the rain.
You know
what I'm
saying?
It's
here.
Coming. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that is a beautiful place to bike and hang out.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous.
Love that area.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So, Gina, you're here to talk about the Food Waste Prevention Week. What is that?
Yes. So, Food Waste Prevention Week is a movement. And
it's a movement.
Yeah. It's it's really taken off. There's, you know, City of Kirkland is one of 600 cities and organizations.
Oh, that is a movement.
In 48 states that are promoting saving food from going to waste. And not just for 1 week, April 1st through the 7th, but every week, ideally. And so really just inspiring the community through providing tips and different ways that you can get involved.
Yeah, so helping to reduce food waste. I have to say, completely serendipitously, not knowing that this topic was scheduled for the podcast, but I was in a restaurant the other day and I was having a lunch with a friend and this family came and sat next to us and the two little kids, and there was so much food ordered for one of the little kids. And we looked at each other, there's no way.
No way. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he ate it.
Wow.
It was impressive.
Packed it in.
He didn't want to waste food.
It's so funny.
A future Gina in the making right there.
Honest to God, Gina, it really happened. Like, we were talking about food waste kind of just on our own, and then boom, Food Waste Prevention Week happens.
That is great. Yes, perfect. Well, I've got a few tips.
Yeah,
I'd love to
we
share.
We need tips.
And I also brought some props today.
Props?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Tell
first
us about
one
that.
Here we've got is the Just Eat It. A food waste story.
Oh, a documentary.
Yes, and this is the city's copy, but the King County Library System has a list that our very own Kirkland librarian put together.
Oh, nice.
Ah. A bunch of resources about how to save food from going to waste. So,
okay.
You know, you can take out a movie, you can listen to a book, you can get some cookbooks about, you know, how to remake food.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So you see what's happening here. She's just upped the bar.
That's right.
She's coming with like supporting materials.
Yeah, that's
like, it's like, you know, documentaries. Footnotes.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So tips. Lay it on us, Gina.
So one great one is having some fridge nights. So
fridge nights.
Where you just dedicate once a week, I'm going to make a meal out of what's in the fridge. Oh. Those leftovers. Maybe you've got some veggies that are ready to go. Put them in a stir fry.
That sounds like
it's like
fun.
A go-to.
Okay. Yeah, a little creativity in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually fridge night's a little scary for me to it's like open up and then I'm like, ooh, I got jars in
We're redefining.
That's right. Yeah. Reframe it. Reframe. Yes. Yeah. New year, new fridge.
Okay. And it also is a way of just kind of evaluating what's in there at least once a week. So if you do have things that, you're not going to cook them that night, but your veggies that you can freeze really easily, you don't always have to blanch veggies, meaning boil them and then throw them in the cold ice water before freezing them. So there are certain vegetables like broccoli and bell peppers that you can actually just freeze directly.
Interesting.
And then toss them into a meal later on.
Oh, there you go. That's a great
strategy. Because I got to figure it's like those perishables are priority number one, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. The fruit and vegetables that...
Yeah, that's number one.
Yeah, that's the trick.
Another thing is, you know, I love to plan, so this is like right up my alley. Is meal planning. So, you know, we all wish we could do it more often, but I know it can be difficult. But if you just set aside an hour a week and just put, hey, you know, what am I going to make this week? How many meals, how many dinners am I going to put together? Mm-hmm. And then shop your fridge and your cupboards first.
Oh.
So don't just like make a list of the things you need and then go buy them. Because you may actually be able to put something together with what you already have. So preventing that from getting thrown out later or having too much.
Well, I'm also hearing like, I mean, this is a cost saving thing too. Yeah.
It is a big cost saving thing.
Yeah, wow.
Like,
I can't even plan what restaurant I'm going to have lunch at. So this would be a cathartic experience for me.
Yeah, this feels like a lot of brain rewiring happening, but I like it.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And
it's important.
There's some great tips on how to do that and resources online. So if you're a person that wants it kind of done for you, we've got some good tips that will be in the TWIC this week. So you can click on that link, savethefood.org, and they've got a good meal planner for you. So you don't have to really dedicate as much time as you think.
Thank you. And you know what I'd love to do if folks embrace... What are we calling it? Refrigerator Day?
Fridge nights.
I like expanding it to the whole day, though.
Fridge night. Day.
If folks would like write in what the creative concoctions they make, I'd be interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
for
sure. Really fun.
Good suggestion.
Gina,
awesome.
So those are some of the go-tos. But
awesome.
You know, please check out Kirkland Conserves. Instagram and Facebook. We're going to be posting all week different tips, different ways to be food savvy and prevent waste.
So
fantastic.
Cool.
Last question, Gina.
Last question.
Are you watching or reading these days?
What am I watching or reading? I mentioned my son earlier.
Yeah.
He and I have been watching this show called Car Masters, Rust to Riches.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Whoa.
It is awesome, actually. I'm not even a car person, but he's a car kid, so he's gotten me into it.
Okay.
So
tell us about it. The title seems self-explanatory.
What happens on the show?
They take old cars and they redo them and put different engines in them, you know. Paint them very crazily colors. It's fun. He's like, I'm going to have a shop one day and I'm going to do this.
So
and
I'm
like, all right. All right,
buddy. That is so adorable.
So basically they do their own version of like fridge night.
For cars.
And okay.
I have to say.
Is that too much of a stretch?
No, it isn't. It's actually a really good segue. Okay. No, I have to say, I'm like addicted to the creative process, whether it's designing a dress or reframing a car.
Well, there we go.
Rolling a car. Mm-hmm. Just love it. Love it. Okay, so Gina, will you stick around for our pop quiz, our multiple choice trivia?
I will.
Thank you.
Thanks. There was no other option.
Should I just go now?
She says with a certain level of trepidation.
Yes.
So one of these answers makes it to the dinner table while the others are just expired.
Oh, got it.
Meaning, of course, that we just made them up. Well played to our writers.
Ah, yes.
Option A, the vast majority of food waste worldwide occurs at the production and processing stage long before consumers make a purchase. That's option A.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm picturing the trucks on the bumpy roads, food flying out. I don't know.
That's actually
There could be a lot of waste in that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of food that gets left in the fields, too. Yeah.
Ah, right.
Interesting.
So you're dropping hints.
Oh.
Option B, the average American household throws out 25% of the food they buy. Wow. 25%. Wow.
Feels like that number could be even more.
Oh, okay.
Another hint.
Yeah, another.
Just to mess with everyone. Yes.
She's messing with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't want to play poker with you. Yeah,
exactly. Could be.
Option C.
Yes.
The sniff test results for the three-week-old burger are absolutely scientifically reliable, David. So go go ahead and eat it. No concerns here.
Oh, okay.
We should like put a warning on that. Yeah.
Varying olfactory senses. Yeah.
I think it's always wise to smell your food before you toss it, but
always good to smell your food before you eat it.
We're not recommending options.
I already ate the three-week-old burger.
Is that your vote?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go with A. I feel like we got some good imagery, and we got some good hints from our expert here. Yeah. I don't know, Gina, what do you think?
I think it's the B, people throwing food out.
That much, huh?
Yeah, I know, that much. Hmm.
Yeah, well, the answer actually is, unfortunately, option B.
Oh, ooh. Gina!
Yeah. And perhaps higher.
Hmm. Well, if you think about it, when you go to the grocery store and you buy your four bags of groceries, you essentially are throwing one bag of those away.
They were painful. Such good eggs.
That's hard to imagine.
That, Kate, is painful imagery.
Yeah, that's what Gina does best.
So the average American, thankful for Food Prevention Week.
Yes. Yeah.
The average American household throws out 25% of the food they buy.
Wow.
For a family of four, that equals more than $1,600 a year in wasted food.
Wow. Oh. That's intense.
Not great.
But did you know food waste rates depend a lot on where you live in the world?
Yeah. Mm.
So in developing countries, 40% of food waste occurs at the post-harvest and processing stages, while more than 40% of food waste in developed countries occurs at the retail and consumer levels.
Interesting.
So it depends. So depends. A was a trick question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Right.
And although often a good indicator, David,
the
sniff test often won't pick up microbes that are most commonly associated with foodborne illness, such as Listeria and Salmonella.
Ah.
Yeah. Thank you, biology.
Thank you, biology. Thank you so much, Gina, for being on our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And one last thing before we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do have our Recycle Right event coming up April 6th at LUTEC. Ooh, nice. So Lake Washington Lake Washington Institute for Technology.
Bonus event alert.
Yeah. I have a bag of wires coming to LUTEC.
Yes. Small electronics, wires, your textiles, and of course, confidential paper shredding.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, don't forget to sign up for the CERT preparation class.
And that does it for this week. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Special thanks to Anthony Girardi, Chris Peterson, and Sue Romero. And Mike Connor. Yes. For the behind-the-scenes magic, thank you so much. Our next episode is April 4th. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.